calling all bands and to performing arts acts, basically anything related to music. If you haven't been working on it yet, now is the time to get your submission packs together for festivals around the state. I talk to bands all the time who ask me how to submit and when and where and to who, and what I can say is that early December is the best time to get stuff sent out, or at least no later than the first week of January. The Chun People's Fair, the Capitol Hill United Neighborhood People's Fair, is already accepting applications for the 41st annual event coming up in the first weekend of June. I think their deadline, and I believe, is mid-January. You can find out more about that event at peoplesfair.com. It's the largest event of its kind nationally today, with over 110 bands and over 250,000 people attending it every year. It's one of the true signature independent music festivals reserved exclusively for Colorado bands in the state, who all come together to support the work that Capitol Hill United Neighborhoods do in their community. Also, Bohemian Nights at New West Fest in Fort Collins, they also accept submissions year-round. You can find out more info on that one at bohemiannights.org. I would imagine you'd need to get them your stuff no later than mid-January as the talent committee gets going. That event, usually the second week in August, so you want to get that one done. If you're a vendor, a musician, or someone else who works on putting on events and festivals around the state, I just became aware of this organization that's been around for 18 years now, called Colorado Festival and Events Association. Check out what they've got going on at coloradofestival.com. I know they have a big event coming up in the middle of March. Prayers for a speedy recovery go out to a good friend, renowned funk guitarist Chris Citrus Southoff, who suffered a small stroke this past week, according to an email from his wife, as well as several Facebook postings. Citrus, who's played guitar for the likes of U.S. Pipe, Lord of Warden, Disciples of Bass, and the Parliament Funkadelic family, lost some control over his guitar picking hand. He went in to have it figured out, found out he had a minor stroke. Latest news, he's out, he's heading home, he's going to go recuperate, rest, get some follow-up care, and be held by his lovely wife, Laura, a.k.a. Spunky, no doubt. Good and bad news from the Ian Cook camp. The band was involved in an accident that occurred en route to Nebraska on the front leg of a tour. Apparently, the van they were driving hit a patch of black ice in eastern Colorado and rolled. Everybody got out safely. All the gear is okay. They're fine. And according to band manager Ian O'Dougherty, the show will go on as planned. Bop Schism has announced their new lead female voice and is getting ready to hit the studio. Her name is Julie Almeria. She's a 22-year-old Denver School of the Arts alum who went to New York, where she studied music and acting, came back to Colorado, got introduced to Andy Rock and the Bop Schism crew after the departure of Aaron Joe Harris a couple of months ago. Local Front Range fans can check her out on New Year's Eve at Moe's Barbecue in Denver. In the meantime, Andy Rock emailed me that they're going to go into the studio. They're going into the blasting room in Fort Collins. They're going to get a couple of singles cut. And he said as soon as he gets them done, mixed and mastered, he's going to make sure that we get to hear them here on the show. Great news from them.